Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. Did you have a good weekend? That's all I care about. Well, that's where I want to start anyway. Had a nice, relaxing weekend. If you're living in Florida, my Florida listeners, thank you for listening, number one. Number two, boy, you must enjoy life there. You must be having a good time. Now, I know some... spoken to a few people, not really there with the freedoms that you're being afforded, which I really don't understand. I get the fact that some of you are kind of afraid. It's not all over yet, you know? But I think, like, the flu itself and other things, it's going to be around for a long time. Bits and pieces of COVID are going to be here for a long time. But for the most part, if we had opened up like we were supposed to, if we had done what we were supposed to... I listened to a half a dozen of you know, these professors and scientists who deal with viruses and flus and this kind of thing. They don't know why. I mean, the majority of them have no clue as to why we've been locked down. Once we found out what it was, why we were locked down, nobody gets it. No real scientists get it. That's all I'm saying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air here, and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can find a lot going on there. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter blasts. And listen, if you're going up to, you know, again, I talked about this last week. Some of you guys would tell me you already had these slippers. I know I keep talking about these slippers, but they're great. They're seriously great. If you go up to MyPillow.com, when you check out, use the promo code Joe. But you know what? He's got towels and blankets and pillow, obviously pillows, pillowcases, sheets. I mean, seriously. It's like walking into a real bed and bath. But they also have kids' pillows and slippers. And I got the first thing I got was the slippers. Boy, was I happy. Very comfortable, very nice. So head up there, save yourself a few bucks, use the promo code Joe. All right. You know, I was listening to all the screaming from the mainstream Democrat media, which is pretty much all of it. I said pretty much. You know, you got Newsmax and OAN and a few others that are not. But I was watching the Arizona recount, or audit. It's not even a recount. Let's not call it that. It's an audit. And I'm watching these guys in there. I'm watching what they're doing. And they've got three people checking over every ballot. The Dems are screaming, this is fake. And now, follow me here. They're talking about this sinister blue light that they use. Well, the blue light is to check for watermarks. Because apparently, I don't know how true this is, again, someone out with watermarks, someone out without watermarks. I mean, they know where they went and who they went to. So now they're checking all this out. They're saying, what's the mainstream media? What is it, blue light? What is that supposed to be doing? Is that supposed to make it look like? No, it ain't making it look like anything. It is showing you truly what's going on. This is why they've been screaming so much, because they did it there. What other places did they do it? But I find it really interesting that the Democrats are screaming this is a fake process. And here they are backing these trucks up with the ballot. Now, I don't know what they've done to the ballots since they've had them all this time, but in plain sight of a dozen cameras, no windows are being covered, people aren't being told they can't watch. You following me? They're being told all this stuff. You can see what's happening. You can see what's going on, going down. And this is fake. And yet when the Dems do it, they cover windows. They push you 30 feet away. You can't watch what's going on. You can't see where the stuff is coming from. When the counting is shut down, it's not really shut down. They did everything in the world to hide from us what they were actually doing behind closed doors, or what should have been open doors. And I told you, they've always played with a different dictionary. They're either extremely dishonest, or they play with a different dictionary. So by covering windows, by covering up what they're doing, by pushing you 50 feet back, somehow that's transparent and open. Having cameras on everything, allowing you to come into the room and watch, not covering any windows, right? Having three, maybe four people at every desk watching what's happening, matching things up, that's fake. I am totally confused. I guess I don't have the logic you need to have to make this work. Right? The other thing I saw, a number for 2020, that there was, for all intents and purposes, one pediatric death from the flu. Where in years before that, there was always a couple of hundred plus. So somehow all those extra deaths from some kind of flu was automatically given to COVID. This is why guys like me don't believe the numbers. We don't believe what you're telling us. Well, give that some thought. You can't keep telling me, as they have been. I mean, we had millions and millions of cases of the flu. We virtually have had none in the last 2 years. Why is that? Oh, give me some thought. Just saying. During the break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mussini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Oh. We are back. Come to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? Not just part of the, can't stand it. Part of the solution, not just part of the problem. You know, I just got an email from YouTube. Wonderful people. I'll get into this stuff in a second. They, if you recall a couple of weeks back, we did two full hours of, the COVID virus. And the title of the video was COVID breakdown on Facts and Myths, Hour One. And so I gave them, so, you know, if you listen to it, we went through kind of how it comes about and what have you and what we've been told what's truth, what's not truth, from a medical standpoint. So I asked YouTube to take a look. You know, I know I'm not going to get anywhere with them, really, seriously. But I thought at least I'd give them the opportunity, right? And we've reviewed your content carefully. Now, I want you to tell you something. It's a one-hour show. And I sent this to them, the second appeal, I don't know, less than an hour ago. So somehow they were able to review this repeal, this particular appeal, watch a 1 hour, I mean, get it, so they had to get the appeal, watch a 1 hour video, and then come up with their response. We've carefully reviewed your content. We've confirmed that it violates our medical misinformation policy. We know this might be disappointing to you, but it's our job to make sure that YouTube is a safe place for all. Have they looked at any of their sex videos? Have they looked at any of the videos of people abusing children? I mean, you can learn all kinds of ways to do things to a woman, and she'll never know. Oh, it's on there. You look it up. I'm on. I mean, seriously, this shows you what a bunch of liars they actually are. I have no other way to put it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They're hypocrites. We know they're hypocrites. But you know what? It's so fun to call it out. People say, well, why do you do it? Why do you get so... No, I don't get aggravated. I think it's great. It proves the point that they're a hypocrite, and as Dr. B and others keep saying, they're so not self-aware. It's pathetic. Well, in Texas, even the Democrats have about had it. Right? They're leaking emails and because of their concerns that, you know, this is just wonderful, that prisoners are being released. Not just Texas, but other places as well. But prisoners are being released. Illegals. And they're not being handed over to ICE for deportation. There are municipalities that are doing this. And some of the people that have been released, and they are people, right? Animals, but people. Some of them that have been released have committed felonies for, like, sexual abuse, assault on police officers, and so much more. Now, I think you should start charging these people. If I help a criminal evade the law, right? Aren't I brought up on charges? Is it like aiding and abetting? I'm sure there's something. I'm not a legal expert here. So why aren't they being brought up on charges? I would bring up every official that approved this, that approved of hiding these felons from the feds, and I'd bring them to jail. I'd bring them to task, if you would. So I don't get, after they've been told to hold them because they've committed a felony, which is more than just breaking the law at the border, which I heard, what's her name? I think she's our VP. Oh, Harris, that's right. She talked about not jailing the people for simply coming over the border, trying to have a better life. Well, you know what? Then anybody who steals anything from a store, they're just trying to have a better life. They want the big screen TV. They want, maybe they're stealing food for their kids. For my Christian friends, I might add it with you too. You know, you talk about, you don't want some of these people stealing, that have been stealing food and milk and bread, because they're just trying to feed their families. Right? Well, here, I got news for you. You are wrong. You are flat out dead wrong. Your Bible tells you that God is your sufficiency, not the thievery of the local supermarket, okay? Your Bible tells you that God is your sufficiency. You shouldn't steal. It doesn't say, well, except when your family's hungry. Right? Because what are you doing? You're not putting your faith in God. You're putting your faith in your ability to steal. And I'll tell you something else for you Christians who try to make excuses for those who steal. It's on you. You're supposed to be feeding the poor. You're supposed to be taking care of the sick, not the government. Nowhere in the Bible does it tell you to compel government to do it. Nowhere does it tell you to steal somebody else's money. You know of a family that's hungry? And don't tell me you don't. Everybody does in their community. You feed them. You take the time to do it. I am tired of Christians that I've sat with and minority Christians of the minority persuasion. Well, you don't know what it's like to be this. And you don't know what it's like. No, but I know what it's like to be a human being. And yes, I've had my fair share of problems in my day. Really, think about it. You guys have heard me over the years talk about some of the issues that went on in my life. But you know what? Stealing doesn't fix anything. Puts you more and more in the darkness. And it isn't okay to steal. There isn't a store or a person. I know people all around the place. You want money to feed your family? There's gardening you can do. There's cleanup you can do with buildings and businesses. There's always something you can do for a few bucks to make a difference. And for my Christian friends, knock off the feeling stuff. You didn't get saved. You didn't become a Christian because of a feeling. And if you did, you're wrong. You became a Christian because of what the Word says about becoming a Christian. You accepted Christ. You didn't accept the feeling. He said that you loved him. He told you, if you love him, you'll do his word. Well, then do his word. His word doesn't say look the other way or forgive those who steal from the store. It doesn't say go to your government and get them to pay for people who are in need. It says you do it. When you have to open up your own wallet, let's see how that feels. Let's see how much you're willing to fight for that. Anyway. Oh, D.C. doesn't give. By the way, you know, all you guys that are totally worried about D.C. statehood, I'm going to talk about that the other side of the break, but more. They fit right in with Washington and Oregon and that kind of stuff. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be right back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Florida's governor has signed a law allowing him to lift all local COVID restrictions in his state beginning this summer. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the legislation Monday that allows the state to cancel remaining restrictions, like mask mandates and capacity limits on businesses, that communities have in place starting on July 1st. DeSantis also signed an executive order to immediately abolish those restrictions before the law goes into effect. Following criticism from some fellow Democrats, President Biden said Monday that he will raise the cap on refugee admissions to 62,500 after initially indicating that he would leave the cap at levels set by former President Trump. And the FDA is expected to authorize Pfizer's COVID vaccine for teenagers as young as 12. The approval is expected to come by next week. In March, the drug maker said that its trials showed their shot to be safe for 12 to 15-year-olds, producing robust antibody responses. This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
The fella once said,
okay. We got to do this. So apparently,
the room was completely
when it comes to this kind of music, I love it. But think about something. I'm sorry, guys. I have to laugh. So Disney is reopening one of their I don't know if it's a ride or a display or what have you, Snow White, I guess it is. Okay? And the cancel culture is going out of their mind. Because they didn't take out the part. You ready for this? They didn't take out the part where the prince kisses Snow White because he doesn't have her permission. Hey, boneheads, she's out cold. She's under the witch's spell. We wanted to wait till she disintegrates the bone. This is how crazy. And the other thing, it's a cartoon, for God's sake. It's a fairy tale. But you know what it is? The male comes riding in on his white horse. He saves the day for the damsel in distress, and will have none of that because it's male and female again. It's the male. Why couldn't it be the other way around? I don't know, because the story came out of an era that's the way it is. End of discussion. But you cancel culture creeps are getting to the point now. You're so laughable that when you come up with something real, they're going to laugh you right out. First of all, you don't spend any money. It's not like you're making any difference in these businesses. As far as Disney goes, why is it that the cancel culture, that the left, hates anything decent and moral and happy and upbeat? What is that? Is it a DNA change? Is it something in the strand of DNA that's gone sideways? What exactly has caused that? They got to shut down, change, redo Snow White because the prince kissed her without her permission. I mean, I hope none of these people go into screenwriting. None of them. Because the movies are just going to be so boring. You're going to get one of these movies where, you know, we're out protecting ourselves against the aliens. Well, you know, I can't call them aliens because it sounds like you're talking about Mexicans, you know, or how do you know there really might be aliens out there and we would be insulting them and we can't. These people are whack. They have something wrong between the ears. And I can prove it. It gets worse.
Don't think so? This is a good one.
In D.C., where dancing is forbidden, not even a teenage with rebellious spirit can say to D.C. something. That's right. The D.C. mayor now has decided. Come on. I am not making this up. These are not onion stories. Okay. This is... The mayor of D.C. I'm sorry, guys. I can't get this out. She has decided that you can't stand up and dance at a wedding. All right? It's insane. Stephanie Sadowski, she's a wedding planner and the owner of SRS Events. She said, this is like crazy, like a roller coaster around here. She says couples are being forced to move their weddings outside of the nation's capital with a week notice or 2 week notice. They want to have a party. They want to plan their wedding. They've made concessions along the way. They've reduced and reduced and reduced the guest list, which I wouldn't have a problem with, but whatever. Right? And because in D.C. proper, if you would, right, in D.C. proper, the... You can only have a 25% capacity. But you have to get a special waiver for more than 250 people. So even if you're under that 25%, you still have to have a special waiver. You can't get up out of your chairs. You have to sit there. These are lunatics. And a statement to local affiliated Fox 5 in D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser's office said it's been dancing banned in place as an extra layer of safety to reduce the spread of COVID. Let me see. Florida, now, from a percentage standpoint especially, they're probably doing among the best in the country. The places that have the least restrictions are doing the best. I'm sorry. This shows you how mentally inadequate the other side is. And I would even I'd say that they're so stubborn they're willing to cut their nose off to spite their face. They are going to prove they're right one way or the other. Right? Because when people stand and dance, the behavior changes. For example, people are more likely to get close and touch each other. Oh, we all have no touching. Thank you. It's very confusing why D.C. is signaling that out. Right? There are bars open all over the place. Do they have the same thing? Right? D.C., think about it. It is the only area that is evacuating. Now, the person who wrote this article is great. D.C. is not the only state. D.C. is not a state. Our education system has failed us so miserably. D.C. is not a state. Okay? Nor can it become one from a constitutional standpoint. It cannot be a state. Just so we're clear. There's a 10-mile radius in that area, 10-mile blocks, that was specifically called up our founding fathers as not states for a reason. We'll get into that later on. Cuomo, what a piece of work. Hey, he's warning that unvaccinated people could kill grandmas. You mean like you did? They just wouldn't be doing it in numbers like you did. Okay, where was I? Illinois, Michigan, let me see. So D.C., Illinois, Michigan have similar bans. New York, New Jersey recently eased their restrictions on dancing. It's unclear how long the dancing ban will be in place in D.C., but in the meantime, her couples are turning to nearby Virginia and Maryland to celebrate their big day. I don't blame them. And she goes on to say that she hopes the mayor would take a look at science. Look at facts. No, no, no. You live in a fantasy land, lady. You voted for these people. You got them in. I'm going to say it. I keep saying it. Right? Yeah. You get what you vote for. You voted these moronies in. I have no sympathy for you. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You really do appreciate it. Oh! Hey, anybody know where Sharpton and Jackson might be this week? Because I know they weren't in Chicago for the weekend. No, why would they go there? There were only 7 blacks killed there.
by the blacks. That's why they didn't go. 7 people were killed and 46 others were injured over the weekend in Chicago. Police said one of the latest shootings happened near a United Center. 5 people, all between the ages of 20 and 32 years old, were shot as they just stood outside enjoying themselves. Isn't that great? You're out there with your family and your kids. But there's nothing to see here. Just ask any of the, you know, Sharpton, Jackson, or anybody else on that side of the aisle. It's funny. It's like chaos for them is normality. Nothing to see. Keep going. Right? You look at Seattle. You look at Portland. Look at what's happening there. Nothing to see here. Just protesting. No, they've taken over property. They've burned down places. They smashed police cars. It looks like Beirut in the 70s. Yeah, you heard me. Another same thing, another situation where there were a group of people hanging out, car drove past them, just started shooting into the crowd. I mean, just these, it seems to be the commonality. But think about it, 7 dead. Right? 40 some odd shot. But they ain't no crisis there either. That's all good and clean. God bless. It never stops. So, you know, there's a saying in the political world. You never go into a vote, you never go into a situation really not knowing what's going on. Very dangerous. And fifth grade is, Joe Biden went into a situation, went into a school. Jill went with him, thank God. Keep him away from, you know, anyhow. Fifth graders tell the Bidens virtual learning allowed them to eat and sneak a nap. You know, you gotta love it. Young kids are just so honest. Right? And I think it was great. Students at Virginia fifth grade classroom told President Biden and the First Lady something that you're not gonna know about until we come back from the break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics. They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-556. We get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Just be part of the solution. How's that? Let me start there. Okay? Anyway, we were talking about the Joe Biden's. He's got a real lesson in kids. You know, he's used to being able to talk his way out of anything, but not this time. At the Virginia fifth grade class, he told President Biden and First Lady Jill that virtual learning gave them a chance to eat, take naps, even fake technical glitches, so they wouldn't have to deal with questions. Hey, got to give him credit. The school, Yorktown Elementary School, is now open 4 days a week, with students attending Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Students will come to class Wednesday so the school can be cleaned. One said if we were really tired, we could take a little nap. Those said sometimes when Mrs. B was, paying attention to something else, you could eat. It was fun. Yet another student added, if you don't know the question, you can just pretend like your mic doesn't work. these kids have been watching way too many movies. You know what I'm saying? It was great, though. Students showed the Bidens their science projects before President Biden later asked the students how they liked learning virtually. It was okay, another student said, as other students weighed in. Some seeming to groan. I didn't like virtual, one student said. It was terrible. You know, I love this stuff. I get the biggest kick out of it. It was difficult with all the glitches, but it ended up being pretty good. I definitely prefer it this way, said another kid. Now, the teacher goes by Miss B, lauded the benefits in person learning to President and First Lady. Our students actually have a lot of opportunities to work hands-on with materials like this all the time, and she pointed to a little science thing going on there. My class knows I love science, so I try to incorporate as much as I can in all the activities that we do. Now, your county's return to school plan, the kids can be distracted. They have their masks on. They can be. They will be. They have their shields for extra safety. So they wipe down their desks, right? Because, you know, elementary school kids are always going to be wiping down their desks, doing everything they can to make sure they're clean. Then they have a mask on. Then they have a shield on. Then they have a shield on the desk. I mean, my God. This is almost scary, you know what I'm saying? I can go back over here. The teachers, and this picture's the teacher, it makes it hard on radio. But you can see these kids in there, they have no clue really, truly, as to what's going on around them. And they almost look like they're encased in a cocoon with all this garbage around them. Many students in these states, they're stuck virtual learning because of the quote-unquote pandemic. A study last year from the Fairfax County, Virginia public schools officials said improvements suggested middle and high school students are seeing less academic success as a result of the online learning. Percentage of students with two or more F marks, for example, increased 83% from 6%. Increased 83% from 6 to 11% in the first quarter. They're going down. They're taking a nosedive. They need more help. They need in-class incentive, I guess. I don't know any other way to put it. Separate survey of parents by the CDC found that parents of children who learned virtually reported worse outcomes for their kids on 11 of 17 stress and well-being indicators. No, why? Why do we have to spend all this money on these things? It's so obvious. You can see it. You can see it on these kids. Findings suggest that virtual instruction might present more risk than it does in-person instruction. Right? When it comes to kids' mental health. That's interesting. We're going to have Dr. B on the next hour. Something maybe we need to talk about. The Biden administration, meanwhile, has faced criticism for consulting the American Federation of Teachers. Right, it is the nation's second largest teachers union. The CDC had no business talking to the teachers union about how to reopen the schools. None at all. It should be strictly medically, scientifically based. And no political group should be involved. And if you try to tell me the teachers union is not a political group, then you're a liar. Really that simple. And then as emails start to pop up all over the place, what do we find out today? That the teachers union influenced the CDC on how schools should reopen. Wow. Gee, who knew? Who would have thought? The American Federation of Teachers lobbied the Center for Disease Control, even suggested language for the agency's school reopenings. Now, the powerful teachers union full court press and putting the brakes on, or trying to get the CDC to put the full brakes on, they don't want the schools reopened. Just read the emails. It's that simple. CDC officials and AFT officials were sending emails back and forth to prove it. The emails were obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request. Conservative watchdog group Americans for Public Trust. Good luck. The documents show a flurry of activity between the CDC director Dr. Rochelle Walensky and her top advisors. You know, Biden brass were being looted at the White House. So you hear you had the teachers union, the CDC, with copies going to White House officials. No collusion there, right? One email said, thank you again for Friday's rich discussion about forthcoming CDC guidance and for your openness to the suggestions made by our president, Randy Weingarten. This was an AFT senior director, right? This was back in February. It describes the union as CDC's thought partner. Oh, my God. Nothing. I'm not going to say it. We were able to review a copy of the draft guidance document over the weekend, and we're able to provide some initial feedback, ways to strengthen the document. We believe our experiences on the ground can inform and enrich thinking around what you guys believe to be the way to do this. I'm cleaning it up. They use all these big words thinking it sounds better. But I mean, think it through. They call it, AFT is calling it the, you know, protecting our families. Oh. So, because now they're scientists. CDC says it's not a problem. They said several times it's not a problem. And the teachers union goes nuts. So, really, somebody, it's not going to happen. Yes. I have become the proverbial pessimist to a degree when it comes to this stuff. Unless you do what they did in some of these other cities recently with parents, unless you fill these rooms, unless you get these school boards to resign, the ones that won't step up for your kids. And remember, I'm not just saying this because of me, but not all school board members are bad. Not all school board members don't want your kids back in school. All right? Remember, they're usually, it's one or two out of five. They need three votes to do some of these things. And some of these schools can't reopen because of the local health centers have control over them. Even though show a call between Walensky and Weingarten, the former boss of New York City's United Federation of Teachers, was arranged in February. Now, the lobbying and the pressure paid off. Right? Language suggestions were changed that were offered by the union and adopted by the CDC, verbatim, no changes. Didn't even have the smarts to change it around a little bit. Right? Now the CDC had already written. They were ready to go with it. They were saying that this is back in February that schools were able to provide in-person instruction regardless of community, regardless of the potential spread of virus. In the event of high community transmission results, like there was in the SARS-CoV-2 variant, the guidelines could be changed. It's not like they can't be moved around, right? Come on, think about it. The AFT also demanded special remote work concessions for teachers who have documented high-risk conditions, who are at increased risk, and similar arrangements should be extended to staff who may have a household member. You keep doing this and everybody stays home. That simple. This is how crazy it gets after a while. You know, it's not even in most cases, let's think about this. It's not even in most cases that they have worked together, that there's been some input. If you didn't think there was going to be input from a teacher's union, you're out of your mind. It's the fact that they keep lying to us. No, there was no input. No, there was no collusion. No, there was no conversation. And we find out there was. So you have to sit there and go, what else have you lied to us about? Right? I told you earlier in the show how we had one death, pediatric death from the flu last year, the seasonal flu. One. That is not only a statistical impossibility, but if you believe that, you have to believe in God. Don't receive your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.